to care for.
That's all. I just one little guess. George is driving.
Okay. Here's one for you. And here's one for winning the game tomorrow night.
That'll be a cinch. Father George and you and I talking basketball, the City College won't have a chance.
The girls are wonderful.
Well, we've got a team. Haven't lost a basketball game this season.
Yes, it's a typical team.
If you guys are here pitching Lou, don't think we better be going back? The game's tomorrow night, you know, and the boys will need some rest.
I'll just a little farther. Kiss me, Paul.
Wow. Are you a comic?
Hey, hold on. I'm going to turn to the next corner.
George, is there a car pulled across the road up there?
Oh, that's gone. Lou, what does he think he's doing? Hey, what's the matter with you, fella? You want to get hit or something?
All right, you guys. Get out.
Hey, what's the idea?
Get out. This ain't a yo-yo I got in the hand.
Yes, we better acquiesce.
Not you, Dane. Just the guys.
But what is this?
This sister is a snatch. And if either one of you speaks one word about this, these guys' lives won't be worth a plug Chinese buck.
Dr. Banfield, student of crime psychology, has many times provided the police with a solution to a baffling crime. There's an interesting case ahead for the doctor today. We'll call it Money in a Basket.
You know, Dan, I wish I'd studied psychology when I was in school.
Well, it isn't too late, Rusty, you know. I'm giving lectures over at Norton College every Thursday afternoon.
Oh, I don't want to go on Thursday. That's my day off.
Well, why a sudden interest?
Oh, I'd just like to know what you're thinking when you sit there looking at me and drum on your desk with your pencil.
It's probably just as well that you didn't study psychology. want to see what it is, Rusty?
Okay. What do you want?
I want to see Dr. Danfield.
Oh. Well, you've seen him. Goodbye.
Oh, okay, okay. So, young lady, yeah.
Okay, the boss, they can come in.
Thanks.
Well, what's your list for?
My name is Jane Webster.
Yes, yes, I recognize you. You're one of the young ladies in my Thursday classes.
Have you got that?
Well, something in my last lecture that you didn't understand?
No. I want to see you about something entirely different.
Oh? Well, what is
it? Does your secretary have to be here?
You just bet your life I do.
Rusty?
Well, I'm not going out of here and leave you alone with her.
I won't eat him.
I say.
Oh, you see how things are, Miss Webster? She says.
Well, guess it never.
Now, tell me, what is it you want?
My boyfriend has been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Yes. Last evening we were out driving. So crazy, that's my boyfriend. And Jim Norman was a kidnapped.
Oh.
Some thugs stole her.
Crazy Norman.
Oh.
Yeah. And you say this happened last evening?
Yeah.
I was going to say,
we never had one until it came where the odds have been less than 5-2 in our favor.
Oh?
Well, this morning, the odds dropped to 4-1 that Norton would lose.
I do, and you think that your boyfriend had himself kidnapped along with George Merriman so they wouldn't be able to play in the game.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh. Well, so now there are two stars, Norton is bound to lose.
If that guy's done that, our marriage is off. I'll never speak to him again as long as I live.
Well, I wouldn't be too hasty to kill him. But it might be entirely on the law.
What do you mean, my secretary? But Phil told me just the other day he's going to get a lot of money in a few days. He wants to get married right away.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I'm the boy. You will expect him took a quarter of them.
Oh. Well, he was in very much time, then. I think James McMadison said, where got it? It's 10 o'clock. It's tonight.
In a moment, we'll return to Michael Simmons to send and ask a danger to Anfield, but first. Back to my Michael Grantham for the second act of Danger, Dr. Bandu.
What do you want to look at Phil's and George's room for, Dean?
Well, when you're investigating a disappearance after you, it's a pretty good start to fix where the parts is in. Here, I see. Now, this is the room right here.
Well, aren't you going to knock?
I don't feel how that would be necessary. We know that because I'm home. We'll walk right in.
Come on. Come on. We're not alone.
Hey, what's the idea of walking in without having nothing?
Oh, is this your room?
Why, what are you guys doing here?
Well, I might ask you the same question. And don't say you're one of the college boys.
My gosh, I ain't.
You still haven't told me what you're doing here.
For George and Billy, I'm none of their very good friends.
Hmm. Well, up on the same block, I suppose.
Sure, I've known him a moment less.
Now, I'm sure that the acquaintanceship to the music school is beneficial.
Huh?
Never mind, you wouldn't know anyway.
Well, as I tell you what I was saying, I don't know about you and the same thing.
Well, you see, what's the TV show here? It's not enough to look at the ocean.
But what's that?
Well, in your vernacular, it would probably be a pair of glass knuckles and a black hat.
I don't know if
you see
really
answer, at
least.
Get on
with Ophie.
What did she say?
Trophy. Those things up on the mantle over there. Photos of Ophie. Have a show, White
Town. Yeah, they won them playing football.
All right, Mr. Lee, whatever your name is. What'd you do with the boys?
I don't know what they're talking about.
Yes, you do.
What makes you think that?
Because students and photos never played a game of football in their lives. And if you were their friend, you'd know it. Now tell me what you did for them.
I didn't want to get rough, but the judge can do it.
If you can put away that gun, it just doesn't scare me.
I told him and Lane's not the same thing. It's not going to make it to pop on the boys. They send them to kill them. They should.
Oh, so you're the one who kidnapped them.
That's a naughty word, Bob. You're the only one that seems to take the room.
I got it.
You and your women ain't going to be able to talk to them. Because why?
Because why?
Because dead people.
Oh, that's a perfect bullseye.
I hope I didn't dent it. Phil Craig won it. At a dog show.
Now, grab the pillowcase, Rusty. Let's press up this hunk of beef.
Pillowcase?
Yeah, we're going to press up a couple of
things. Oh, sure.
Now, hurry, Rusty. Our friend's coming too.
Now,
this
ought
to do what? Come on, you try to shut up. You're going to get a
Pretty good.
Now, my friend, we'll give you a pillow and cover you up all nice and cozy.
That bump on his head sure looks cute.
Yeah, doesn't it? It's a ribbon. I thought that's my boy, you're saying the master, the thing with your eyes. Well, we've got to move fast, right? That guy said that man talk like an edit.
But as long as he's hot up, he can't let his accomplice know that we of the boy was in the
well, we have no way of knowing how long it'll take with your guy got up. Here's the top where Sally lives right here.
Oh, Sally.
Sally Grayson, the other girl, the one who was with George last night when he was sitting there.
Oh. Well, you aren't going to walk around in here without knocking.
I was late lately. Anyway, this isn't a part of Rusty. Yeah, let's see now. Yeah, that is it. Right there. Number three. Yeah, I'll just...
Somebody's home. Oh, this is a swanky joint. Sally must have me.
One, 2, 3.
You want to see me, maybe?
Oh, well, yes.
Oh,
well, how are you, Miss Grayson?
Well, come in, come in. This is a surprise.
Class, Dan, class.
I see you
have company. Yes, but I didn't bother you. You're not doing Webster's call?
Oh, yes, just me. You were dressing again in June? I thought you were in a little house in Brooklyn.
I'm just standing here silent until the busy scene.
Yes. You're not my secretary, if I got you fair sight, Mrs. Grayson?
No, I don't believe so. Glad I know you, Webster.
Hi.
And this is Cece LeMaine. Cece sings the Blue Pup.
The Blue Pup?
Yes, it's a nice club, but...
You sure get it around.
Miss LeMaine, Mr. Danfield, Miss Fairfax.
You must come up to see me sometime.
I'd
very much to. Neither do you think she really. Cece was just reminding me of a party we had at the Blue Pup, Dr. Danfield. I don't even remember being there. I guess it was some time when I was in Biden.
Yeah, I know. A nice little cluster of good and green.
Nice when you don't.
Have you found out anything about our friend George particularly?
No, not yet.
Yes, sir. Did you know what Dr. Danfield was about last night? So that's what I didn't hear.
Yeah, I did. So there's got to be someone on before that dream.
You know, I had that drug book. She needed the word about this. It was so long ago.
I know, but
I was a lady.
Did I want to think you could say that
all the crazy is in danger? What do you know about so crazy?
Why? Well, Phil and I are just like a child.
I don't believe it.
I was like a child. I'll have you know that so crazy comes to see me plenty of times. He takes me home after the show and I won't let him kiss me. Because I like it.
You know what I do?
Okay, I don't like it too much anyway. What? But if you come to me, no. Dr.
Dan. You will, maybe tonight.
Dan.
Au revoir.
Well, I'd be glad to take you, Dr. Danfield. I have a brand new Cadillac parked just outside.
Dan, if you do, I'll never see you again.
Why, Westy, don't you get the pitch? Why, it all ties in like the laces on a third baseman's glove. In a moment, we'll return for the third act of Danger, Dr. Danfield, but first... Now we return you to Michael Dunn for the third act of Danger, Dr. Danfield.
This is the Blue Pup.
Hmm?
Really, Dan, I love to go slumming.
I'll make up for it, honey. Tomorrow night, I'll take you to the short club with all the friends. That is, if North wins tonight and I win my bet.
Well, then we won't go to the short club. You realize it's just 3 hours until game time? You haven't even got an idea who the boys are hitting on.
Well, what do you think I brought you here for?
Oh, now, don't tell me you think that George and Phil are here. It's not a bridge joke. What gave you that idea?
A little trail this winding into the land of my dreams.
It is no time to start getting poetic.
By George, I'm what?
Huh? What's the matter?
Take a look over there by the door.
By the... Jim, it's...
Yes, Rusty, it's our beefy friend. Yes. The one who looks all tied up nice and pretty at George and Phil's room.
But how did you...
Get loose? Well, my guess is that somebody set him loose. Never could have wriggled out of those nuts that I tied him with. I was a Boy Scout once.
Who could have done that?
I don't know, but I've got a mighty good idea.
Dan, he's looking right at us.
Yes. Look at the groom. Just daring us to try and get out of that door.
Oh, hi, your friend.
Hi, doctor.
I dare say, my dear Rusty, that we walked right into a trap.
I don't remember one for it. I could throw a sugar ball or something.
I'm afraid it wouldn't do much good, Rusty. If you'll notice, there are about three other tough-looking mugs hanging around that door. Not taking any chances.
Well, could we get to the phone and call the cops?
Probably. I doubt if we would still be here when the cops arrived. I think they're just waiting for us to make a move.
Our boyfriend must think he's pretty smart.
Oh, he's just a stooge. The main guy in this racket is probably the owner of the place.
Well, why don't we call on him in his office?
And I've got this old funny face over there. Well, let us.
I've got an idea.
That's more than I have.
Look, why don't I make like I'm going to the powder room? Maybe get confused and open a few wrong doors.
Hey.
It probably won't get suspicious as long as you're here at the table.
Oh, good deal, Rusty. I
see. Okay. If I find anything, I'll let out a yelp and you come running.
All right, but be mighty careful, huh?
Did you bring a gun?
No, but I still have a pretty good look.
Okay. Hold your breath. There I go.
Good one.
And you,
huh?
Where's your girlfriend going?
Now I know you never want to tell us, or you wouldn't ask questions like that.
Well, you'd better not be trying anything funny.
Oh, go back to your little old door and sit down.
Go on, Spike. I want to talk to the guy.
Well, okay.
Cece, fancy meeting you here.
How a tall, dark, and Gregory Peck looking.
Just fine. I thought I'd take you up on a little invitation.
Sure, I knew I could get you here. There ain't any psychology that works better than a pretty leg and a... Come on, blink me eye.
You'll have to come down and give a lecture to my son sometime.
Oh, brother. I could see some guy come. Other than?
No, thanks. I don't think I'd care for your brand of knockout rock.
Oh, come on. You ain't going anywhere.
Yes, I'm beginning to get the idea that I'm not. Tell me, how long do you intend keeping it here?
Only until after the game. Then you can go just as free as you came in. You can even take me home, handsome. To get rid of that dress out of yours.
Thanks, but I always lose with a girl what runs it. You know something, Cece? Tomorrow I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest.
For what?
Kidnapping.
Kidnapping who?
Me and Rusty.
Don't make me giggle. You came here of your own free will, didn't you?
Yes.
And if you don't cause any trouble, you can leave the same way.
And if I do cause any trouble?
One of the boys will put you to sleep. And there'll be 10 witnesses in the morning who'll swear that you and your girlfriend were drunk and disorderly.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
Yeah. We got it all figured out.
Hey, that was what?
Hey, where do you think you're going?
You'll never know.
Stop, I'll shoot. You're too late, my friend.
Steve, I told you not to get funny.
Right now, that's my way. You'll go. Now the coach is clear. Watch him. Watch him. Where are you? Oh, we got it, huh? You right with you?
Come on, coach.
Oh.
Oh, you got it! No,
you
killed him!
Jim,
wake up!
Oh,
Jim,
please, don't give the gun. Got a good look.
Yeah, and the other guy had a good right with a lead pipe in it.
I got my head. Oh.
Jim, get out of it.
Oh, Rusty, put my head in your lap, huh?
I can't, Dan. I'm all tied up.
Tied up? Well, why didn't they tie me up?
I guess they thought they didn't need to. You look like you were out for good.
Murdered. Yeah, I'll get you in just a minute. Oh, my head. Oh, who are you?
Over here by the door.
All right. Where are we?
In the boss's office.
Wait a minute, I'll have you loosen just a second. How long have I been out?
About half an hour.
And we still got about 2 hours to go to dinner, right?
What is the best going to do if we're locked in here tighter than a drum?
Oh, I see. There. Where's the bird? I'll just turn on the light.
Maybe they'll see them under the door, the car.
I'll have to take a chance for a minute.
There couldn't be one out the window.
There isn't any window, Rusty. Anyway, they'll just bring them a running. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Now, I'll turn out the lights.
What are you looking for?
Telephone. Thank heaven for Donna, mate.
Yes.
Nobody comes in for me. Oh, hello, operator. Give me the fire department. Yes, that's right.
Hello, this is Dr. Daniel Danfield. I want to report a fire at the Blue Pup Nightclub.
The Blue Pup Nightclub?
Yes, yes, that's right.
And hurry, will you? My secretary and I are locked up in the manager's office.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know it sounds crazy, but it's a fact.
Chief, will you do me a favor? Look up an address for me, will you?
Listen, Chief, it's a matter of life and death.
Yeah, that's right. It's a little house in Brooklyn. The name is Miss June Webster.
Well, here they come, Rusty. Here they come.
Oh, thank heavens. Oh, now, guys will only let them in.
Huh? You don't know the New York Fire Department. They'll probably have a dozen of New York's finest with them. Hey, you get what I mean? What did I tell you?
Here,
you in there? Sure, Chief. Get the light to push the door
down. That'll be a thing. Come on, fellas. What's going on?
There, now then. Where's the fire? In my head, Chief. You see the lump?
Hey, what is this? A
false alarm? No, not at all, Chief. You're here just in time to save the honor of good old Norton College.
Hey, my boy was there. Oh, and that reminds me. Let's get back to the firehouse. I want to listen to that game tonight on my radio.
Oh, $10 on the game.
Well, who are you betting on?
Well, Norton, of course.
Well, well, okay, well, if you want to save your money, you better take us to that little house in Brooklyn that I spoke to you about.
Yeah, why?
Because unless I'm very badly mistaken, Chief, Norton's two best players, Phil Craig and George Merriman, are being held prisoners there.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go.
Oh,
boy,
me and the little flower.
Come on, boys, this is the place. Don't bother the nuts. Hey, what is this?
Hell, Bright Eyes, you move around fast, don't you?
Hey, hey, it's Stanfield. Get up, boy. Oh, wake up, wake up. We can't fight the whole police force.
And don't forget the fire department.
And the fire department.
All right, Spike, where are they?
In the back room.
And where's Miss June?
Out in the kitchen. She got scared and was going to squeak. I had to smack her down.
Come on, fellas, the coast is clear.
Thank heavens you guys got here. We're just about giving up.
Well, it's never too late, Phil. Hey, what time is it?
You've got just an hour.
Well, come on, Phil, we can just make it. We simply got it for good old Norton.
We return for the conclusion of Danger, Dr. Danfield, but first... Now back to Michael Gunn for the conclusion of Danger, Dr. Danfield.
They're really going to town. 89-14 in favor of
money.
Hey, check that. Check that. George made that one.
He certainly don't play like anybody who would throw a game.
Huh? Oh, I never suspected either one of them for a moment. If George or Phil ever needed money that badly, all they'd have to do would be to turn professional. Besides, Rusty, good, clean athletes like those kids just don't go about it. Hardly possible psychologically.
Come to you and tell you she got the whole thing with a frame up.
I can't hear you. What
did you say? I said, what made June Webster come to you and tell you she got the whole thing with a frame up?
Because she wanted to throw suspicion on Phil Craig. You know, there'd be a stink after the whole thing was over. You just planned to get out from under.
And she was in on the deal all the time.
Why, George, she's the one who untied our boyfriend for us.
92-16. Say. What made you so sure it wasn't the frame up then?
Well, for one thing, Spike didn't plant it in the boy's room. He was there to notify the gang if we discovered it was a real kidnapping. Tying him up forced their hand. That's why June brought Fifi over to Sally's room as a decoy to get us out to the nightclub.
Come on, did you fall for that?
Well, say I did for a while. I thought the boys might be out there. What they really wanted was to get us out there and hold us until after the game.
Hey,
connected June up with the case. Or how you figured that the boys were being held at her house in Brooklyn.
Oh, I figured that the boys were being held in her... Oh, I knew she was there from the first.
Why?
Well, because of her knowledge of the odds on the game. The odds she quoted at 4-1 against Norton were only changed that morning.
Oh.
She hadn't had time to be in the papers yet. Therefore, only somebody connected with gambling know about it.
How about her house?
Huh?
How about her house?
Oh, that was a bit of luck. Plus the fact that it was the most logical place for him to be. Hey, what a game, huh?
Oh, boy.
You know, Rusty, come to think of it, that Sally Grayson has an awfully nice new Cadillac.
Don't you ever let me catch you riding in it.
I don't. I could have a lot more fun in your Ford.
You can't.